Hello, thank you for calling the Roundup Helpline. My name is Harold. Am I speaking with Randy?
Yes, you are.
Hey, Randy, how you doing today?
Not too bad. A little bit busy, but I'm doing okay. Time caught up on me.
Well, I'll try to go ahead and get you helped out here, Randy. Were you ever diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma?
Yes.
And did you spray Roundup?
Yes, I did.
And we are on a recorded line, just for quality assurance purposes. Can I ask you, how long did you spray Roundup for?
About 6 years. I was using it on my lawn.
On your lawn. Gotcha.
Yeah.
And have you found an
Around
attorney to help you file that claim? Not yet.
no. No, I was thinking about doing it, and I was hemming and hawing, and I just decided today to do it.
Yeah, okay. All righty. And are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not signed any documents relating to Roundup?
Yes.
Okay. And so you said you used Roundup in total for about 6 years?
Yes.
About 6 years. Okay. And within those 6 years, how many times would you say you sprayed it? If you had to put a number on it.
Four or five times a week for so what, five, four times, 12 times, six?
Times 6, 12, 6, about 72. 72
Yeah.
times a year.
Most likely, probably more.
Okay. And when were you actually diagnosed with the non-Hodgkin's lymphoma?
You got all the paperwork, but I'm thinking it's November 2009.
And when would you say was your very first time actually spraying Roundup?
I'm thinking it was 2003. I remember starting it in the summertime because I wanted to put the borders around the house. So it's
Got it.
probably, June.
Would you say you used it more seasonally than, every day or weekly?
No, about once a week.
About once a week. Okay.
Because I do the lawn on weekends.
Gotcha. Have you ever had more than one diagnosis of non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, or is it only the one?
No, the only one.
Only
This is
one.
the only one time.
Okay. And then you said you were diagnosed in November 2009.
Yes.
And you said you sprayed it at home. What was the property address you sprayed it?
It was 1801 South Watson, Watson Street. It's also in Visalia, Visalia 93277.
Thank you. And do you know of any other of your neighbors or family who also sprayed Roundup?
I pretty much did the yard work.
Gotcha. Okay. So no one else that you might know of?
Not at the house.
Okay. And how old were you when you got diagnosed with the non-Hodgkin lymphoma?
Was about 50.
50. Okay.
November, it just felt my birthday. I was just going to turn 50. But when I was 50, 55, something like that.
Gotcha. Okay. And are you a citizen of the United States?
Yes.
Okay. Were you ever diagnosed with HIV, autoimmune disease, hepatitis C?
No.
Nope. Were you ever diagnosed with arthritis or diabetes?
No.
No. And did you ever have an organ transplant, hepatitis B, Epstein-Barr, or lupus?
Oh, no.
Okay. And did you ever have any other chemo regarding any other cancer besides non-Hodgkin's lymphoma?
No, actually, I was the first one in my family to ever have it.
Wow. And I was actually just going to ask you, is there any family history of cancer? But it sounds like there's not.
No.
Okay. And Randy, are you a junior, a senior, a second, a third?
Nope, just an individual, just a
Gotcha.
one.
Just a one. And then, Randy, could you go ahead and confirm your gender for me as well?
Male.
Thank you. And are you married?
Yes.
And, okay. Can I go ahead and get your date of birth?
36 years.
Oh, congratulations.
10, thank you. 10/14/59.
10/14/59. What's the secret to being married for so long?
Say yes to her a lot. Oh no. Listen to your partner.
I'll go ahead and put that in the mental note, you know. So when my time is, you know, it's here and I'm ready, I could be as married as long as you. Randy, could I go ahead and also get your social?
Yeah, it's 562-312-539.
29. And how would and when did you say or when would you say you learned about your connection between Roundup and your non-Hodgkin's lymphoma?
The doctor said it could have possibly been it.
Doctor said it.
Yeah.
What year was that?
2011. I got to look at the paperwork, but I'm not. I'm
That's
thinking
kind of
it's 2011,
a rough
2012.
estimate. Okay.
Yeah.
2011, 2012. Okay. And how tall are you, Randy?
No, I'm sorry. Yeah, about 2009.
2009. Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
No worries. And how tall are you, Randy?
I'm 5'10".
5'10". And how much do you weigh?
I weigh 230 right now.
230.
Since that.
And what's the best email address for you, Randy?
It's R Palmer, Palmer, 1010 at gmail.com.
Perfect. And then the best phone number for you, 559-334-5633.
Yes.
Okay. And can I go ahead and get your wife's name as well?
Yeah, it's Rosalinda, but don't call her that. Just Linda Palmer, Palmer.
Perfect. And do you have her phone number?
Yes, I got it right here. These damn phones make me. I used to remember everybody's phone number. Now I got to use the app. I'm looking for it. It is 559-23. I'm sorry, 559-329-2427.
And now you did spray Roundup for 1 full year prior to you being diagnosed. He said first time was in 2003 that you sprayed. When would you say was the last time you sprayed Roundup?
2009.
2009. Okay.
Yes, towards the end of the year, maybe August. I know I wasn't feeling good.
And when you did spray it, did you use a hand spray, a backpack, a tractor with a hose? How did you usually apply it?
The hand sprayer, the pump spray.
Pump spray. Did you ever wear any protective gear, any gloves, face mask, anything?
Just gloves. I mean,
And let me ask you, the only place you did use Roundup was in California.
yes.
Okay. Okay. And if you had to, so it's about 72 times a year, right, that you were present and you were actually spraying Roundup. Now you sprayed that for about 6 years, correct? You did that consistently for 6 years.
Yeah.
Okay. So you were roughly exposed to Roundup 432 times in your life, if we did the
No,
math on that.
that's way too many. No, it's four times a month, 4 to 5 times a month. So 4 times 12
Gotcha.
is
Okay. 48.
yeah,
Perfect. Okay, so
about
48
50
times.
times a year.
About 288 times in your whole life then.
There we go.
Okay. Okay, so about 4288 in your life. And then let me go up here, about 48 times a month. Okay. And your property, is it near a water well?
I don't know.
Not too sure. Do you know, do you get your water from city, from the city, or is there
like
a, okay. Gotcha. And have you ever been exposed to any other herbicides, any other sprays?
No.
No. Have you ever been exposed to Agent Orange or benzene?
No.
Nope. And the Roundup, did you use concentrate or premix?
Is it concentrate?
Concentrate. And where would you typically go? Would you go to like Walmart or Home Depot to purchase the Roundup?
Yeah, Walmart.
Walmart. And do you
have
the
best price, yeah.
You probably don't have any receipts or any bottles kind of laying around your house?
I might. I doubt if I got any bottles, but I probably have something. I'm not sure if I could find a receipt or not.
Okay. That's completely fine. And have you ever smoked?
Yes.
Okay. How many number of years have you smoked?
25.
25. And are you currently employed?
No.
Nope. Okay. And have you lost any time from work because of any surgeries or treatments related to non-Hodgkin's lymphoma?
Yeah, back then, yeah. I didn't work for a while.
How many months, days, you know, weeks, years would you say you were actually out of work back then?
About a year. But
and
doing the chemo thing, it's pretty, it's knocking down.
I hear that all the time. I mean, and it's like, you know, you can't really, you know, can't do much, right, with, you know, that when you're going to chemo and you're trying, you know, to get better. So, yeah, I hear that
right.
All the time. Have you ever been in the military, Randy?
No.
No. And have you ever been involved with any other lawsuits?
Yes.
Okay. And then what type of lawsuit was it?
I got hurt at work.
Work lawsuit. And I was actually just going to ask you, have you ever filed disability or workers' compensation?
Yes.
Okay. Worker. Is it workers' comp?
Yes. Disability, actually.
Workers' disability. Okay. Disability. And have you ever filed for bankruptcy?
No.
Okay. And then other than any other minor traffic offenses, have you ever been convicted of a crime?
Many, many, many years ago when I was 18.
Okay.
I'd like to lie to you, but I'm not going to.
Gotcha. Gotcha, gotcha, gotcha. Your physician, do you remember your physician's name?
For the cancer, it was Michael Moffitt.
Michael Moffitt? How do you spell that?
Moffett.
Do you have a phone number or address by chance?
I don't. It was in Clovis.
Okay. And how has the lymphoma impacted your life? I know you couldn't work and.
Oh yeah, just knocked me down. I couldn't believe it happened. I got depressed, way depressed, and. It took me a couple of years to get my act together.
And do you have your medical records that show the diagnosis?
I could get them. I mean, it wouldn't be hard to do.
Are they at like home?
No, the doctor's not far from here.
Gotcha. So they're at the doctor's office?
Yes.
Okay. Give me one moment, just because I do think that'll be something that we might need before we can finish up, okay?
Okay.
Give me one moment.
No problem.
Give me one moment, okay, Randy?
That's fine. Hey, Derek, can I give you a ride? I'm on the phone with an attorney at the moment. Here you go.
All right, Randy, you still there?
Yes.
All righty. So we will need the medical records. What I want to do, because we're just about done here. I want to create the contact here for you. That way, once you get the medical records, we can basically I can send it off to you. What is your property address?
It is 1323 South Crow, Crowe. I'm taking my son to work right now, so just bear with me.
No worries. Just about done here. Let's see. Then the hospital.
Do I get it? No.
And then your treatments and diagnosis, were they all at the same hospital?
Yeah, it was M3. M3, I can't remember. Just give me a second. M3, the name of that hospital. No, I'm driving at the moment, so now I've lost my train of thought.
No worries. I'm sorry, one more time.
Can you call me back in about 45 minutes?
Absolutely. Let me send you a text message, okay? So you have my information.
Okay, great. Thank you. I'm sorry.
No problem at all, Randy. I'll call you back, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
No problem. Bye.